There's an extraordinary maisa. My father's atzal. He was in Eretz Yisrael 70 years ago, Tashin Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, 1951 to 53. In those two famous years, he got close to many of the Gedolei Yisrael. Our family cousin was Reb Shlemke Berman, the son-in-law of the Stipler, and the Stipler of the Chazon Ish were brothers-in-law, which means our cousin Reb Shlemke, by marriage, was a nephew of the Chazon Ish. Listen, listen well to an extraordinary story. On one of the first Shabboses that my father was in Eretz Yisrael, our cousin Reb Shlemke Berman took him to his uncle to the Chazon Ish. Shabbos, imagine the scene. You had the Chazon Ish, Reb Shlemke, and my father. And at one point in the middle of the conversation, Reb Shlemke turned, the Chazon Ish turned to Reb Shlemke and said, "What time is it?" Now, my father's atzal was caught off guard that the Chazon Ish asked Reb Shlemke what the time was. The Chazon Ish did not use the Eruv on Shabbos in Bnei Brak. He didn't use the Eruv. Therefore, naturally, by extension, his nephew, Reb Shlemke, would not use it either. So he's not wearing a watch, so why ask him the time? Then my father remembered that in America he was told, since he knew he would be meeting the Chazon Ish had the most beautiful, beautiful way to give Musar. If he wanted to say something to one person, he would look at the other and tell it to the other for the first one to pick up that he meant you. Indirectly, but you got the point. Wow, imagine if we would try that today. Beautiful. So my father understood that by asking Reb Shlemke the time, my father looked at his own hand and he saw on his wrist, he was wearing a watch. And that was the Chazon Ish's way of telling him he shouldn't be wearing a watch. Parenthetically, about 50 years later, before my father was nifter, I was visiting him in the hospital and he told me, Ephraim Elio, I'm so grateful to the Ribbono Shel that at that young age, in the presence of the Godfather of the Chazon Ish, I chap that he meant me. It's one of the last things my father shared with me. And so my father took off his watch. The Chazon Ish broke out into a big smile, realizing that my father chapped and picked up that by saying it to Reb Shlemke, he meant him, and he handed it to the Chazon Ish. And then the Chazon Ish, with a big smile, took it, put it on the Sfarim shelf behind him, and said these words. Gut gut, Reb Mordechai. Itzter vasechob ayir emashkin. Now that I have something that belongs to you, I know you're going to visit me again. You have to come visit me again, because I have your watch. And on the cassette tape where my father's atzal is saying over this story, with tremendous heartfelt emotion, he goes on to say that that way of the Chazon Ish speaking, that love, that beautiful way, I know you have to visit me again, led to over 100 private visits between my father and the Chazon Ish. Over 100! And where did it stem from? That way of speaking. That way of giving Musar. That way of showing love. That's what it means going back to the basics. To relating to people in a way that makes them feel cherished and loved.